Ladies and gentlemen, it is always an enormous honor to talk to this highly influential voice in American sports from ESPN, the great Stephen A. Smith. Hi, Stephen A.
Is this the morning crew? What's going on, y'all? How you doing?
My brother, it's such a big day. Are you in town for the Kobe says goodbye to hometown? Is that happening for you?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
All right, so how should Philadelphia, you were a brilliant columnist in this town for a long time, Stephen A., how should Philadelphia address Mr. Kobe Bryant tonight?
Well, they should treat him with the respect and reverence he deserves. He's a five-time champion. You know, he's one of the greatest players to have ever played in NBA history, and he's from this area. You take all of those things into consideration along with the fact that he never cheated the game, and you have an organization that appears to be cheating the game every single damn day. What else is there to say? I mean, what choice do you have? You can't root for the Lakers, and even if you could, they're nothing to root for. Don't get me started with the Sixers. What other direction do you have to go in? Of course you cheer Kobe tonight. Of course you give him, the bond voyage that he deserves.
All right, Stephen, but I do have to pursue the comment you were just making about the Sixers. You covered them for many years. No one ever covered that team better than you did at the time you were in this city. Stephen A., what are your views right now on Sam Hinkie, Brett Brown, and Jahlil Okafor? What do you feel is going on?
Jahlil Okafor is a 19-year-old who's made a few mistakes early in his career. I think it's in large part due to the fact that in his first month in the NBA as a professional basketball player, he has lost more games in 1 month than he has lost in his entire life combined. That's the problem. I think he'll be fine. I spoke to some of his relatives a few days ago. They're on the case. They're on him. I have no doubt that he'll be just fine. In the case of Brett Brown, I've spoken to individuals like Rick Carlisle, the president of the Coaches Association, Pat Riley, the former president, and others who believe it's an absolute travesty what he is enduring, not to mention Greg Popovich, because he hasn't been given the talent necessary to even be judged as a coach. All you can say is that, all you can question, does he have the players playing hard? And for the most part, he absolutely does. Sam Hinkie is an entirely different matter. Now, I'm not going to come on the air and advocate that this man be fired, but I will say to you, he has no business being the general manager of the Philadelphia 76ers. He has no business being the face organizationally of this franchise. Whether it's Scott O'Neill coming from downstairs to be the GM or somebody else, you just can't get much worse than Sam Hinkie. So what's the big deal? He is a cap guy. He is a numbers guy. I'm sure he knows what he's doing in terms of numbers. But the last time I checked, as a general manager, you don't just sit up there and put out the worst team in the NBA year after year. What you also do is this. You go in the free agency. You recognize that you're in the fourth largest market in the United States. You also recognize the fact that you have cap space to go out there and recruit and lure some kind of at least serviceable or marquee free agent to the city. He has done none of that. He has been an atrocity. This organization is an atrocity. They're in an embarrassment as far as I'm concerned. What they have done to the city of Philadelphia is pretty damn unforgivable. I'm thinking that you have to move in a completely different direction, and I got to be honest with you. I'm sort of disappointed in the city of Philadelphia because I expected them to stand up in an uproar and be more demanding that some level of respectability, comes to this arena as it pertains to basketball in this town. This is an atrocity. I mean, it's almost unforgivable what they've done. And Sam Hinkie being the general manager, he just has no business being in that position. They've got to move in a different direction and get somebody here who can recruit. Otherwise, you're wasting your time. One season, throwing that one season, it's fine. How the hell does the city of Philadelphia sit back and watch as this team has thrown three different seasons? It's disgraceful.
Joe, play the applause now, please. Stephen A., do you understand how important what a void has been in this town since you went national and became a superstar? That no one is saying the kind of things the way you just said
that.
Trust
the process.
It is that, Stephen, what they're telling us is to trust the process.
Well, let me tell you something. I've spoken to a few members who will remain nameless of the Philadelphia 76ers. They know who they are. And they tried to sell me that same bag of goods. And I told them, that's ridiculous. I said, why do you get paid? Why do you get paid? Why is this situation being the way that it is? I understand throwing one season. I get all of that because a few teams have done it throughout NBA history. I get that. We're going on three. We're your god awful. It makes no sense. You draft Michael Carter Williams, and you literally have to trade him because he's so depressed from losing that you know what psychology and psychiatry comes into the equation, because you have to wonder what level of therapy he was receiving because he couldn't take the losing. You draft Nerlens Noel knowing he couldn't play the first year. You draft Joel Embiid knowing he couldn't play the first year. Okay, and Jahlil Okafor fell in your lap because the Lakers were supposed to grab him at number two, but they stupidly passed on him. In the end, what it comes down to is this. The Philadelphia 76ers are 3 years on the clock where they have done absolutely nothing but make money and sell the city of Philadelphia this bag of goods that says, just be patient, just be patient. Patient for what? If you want people to be that patient, why are you charging them? Why are you not allowing people to come to the games for free? Because guess what? I get to come to the game for free tonight, but I'm not going to lie to you. I'm there on assignment. I don't want to be there. I want to be there for Kobe, but I don't want to be there to watch the Sixers. And I'm not knocking the players. There are some players on the squad that can actually play. I'm talking about what you put together. You can literally make a case that the Philadelphia 76ers didn't put a team together to win basketball games. They fielded a roster because they're obligated to have 12 guys in uniform, 15 guys in uniform. They're obligated to do that. But you can literally make an argument that we are on the clock 3 years and counting, where the Philadelphia 76ers made little to no effort to win basketball games. And I'm trying to figure out how in the hell the city of Philadelphia has tolerated this. I still live in the area. I didn't sell my house. This is my second home. I love this city, and I can't believe what I'm seeing from the Philadelphia 76ers. I got to admit, I got some friends on the squad. I give them a big hug because I got love for them, and I know they have nothing to do with this. Outside of them, I don't know anybody from the 76ers organization that I even want to talk to, but Stan Hinkie has my attention.
All right, Stephen, brilliant. I got to get a little Chip in here, and I'm running out of time. Stephen A. Chip Kelly, could you please assess his performance as the coach of the Eagles?
Well, listen. As the coach of the Eagles, he hasn't been very good this year, but he does have two 10-win seasons on his docket. I'm not going to accuse the man of being incapable of coaching. What he has no business doing is running football operations and making personnel decisions, because clearly he doesn't know what the hell he's doing. Clearly he believes that his philosophies and schemes usurps talent. He forgot this ain't Oregon in college football. This is the National Football League. The last time I checked, Chip Kelly isn't walking around with a national championship. So my eye is pointing in the direction, to some degree anyway, of Jeffrey Lurie, because Andy Reid, even though he was giving the keys to the city, the Bill Parcells of the world was once giving those things. Jimmy Johnson, you're talking about guys, well, not Jimmy Johnson, but you're talking about guys that had been in the league for at least 10 years before they were handed the ring. Chip Kelly did 2 years. 1 year he made the playoffs. The next year he didn't. And somehow, some way, you thought that he was fit to be making personnel decisions and having the keys to the city. It's an egregious mistake on the part of Jeffrey Lurie, but he can correct it. He can either fire Chip Kelly, or he could keep him on board because he doesn't want to give him the $20 million he's going to owe him after this season, and he could say Howie Roseman will return as the guy making these executive decisions. Either way, Chip Kelly, at the most, should simply be resigned to coaching. And if he ain't satisfied with that, then let him leave and walk away with the money, and everybody will be happy.
Stephen A., you are missed in this town more than you'll ever know. He's back tonight for Kobe Bryant. You're one of the greats. We're so proud of you, Stephen. You're killing it at the national level. Thank you, Stephen.
Love y'all. Miss y'all. Y'all know you take care of yourself.
The great Stephen A. Smith, ladies and gentlemen. Now that is sports commentary. Did you hear that, Al?
Yep.
I did not even need to ask any questions.
Hey, check out these sweet reindeer socks. Only 99 cents.
Oh, yeah? Got this Samsung Tab 4 8.0 from AT&T for free.
Free?
Had a hard time finding a stocking it would fit in, though.
Whoa, no need to rub it in.
Rubbing it in would be telling you I got the tablet for free when I bought a new Samsung Galaxy smartphone on AT&T Next. Which I did.
Oh, AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Free tablet requires 2-year agreement. Must activate eligible service on both Galaxy devices. Fees, charges, and restrictions apply. Available at select locations. See store for details.